Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner Stoic confidence. Welcome back to another episode of Stoic Confidence. Now, let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs. We all have those moments when emotions hit us like a freight train, anger, sadness, fear, you name it. It's completely normal, but sometimes, these feelings can take over and leave us feeling lost in the chaos. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show instead of the other way around? You know that feeling when you let a bad day snowball into a week-long funk? That's why today we're diving deep into emotional regulation, learning how to navigate those tricky feelings and emerge stronger, calmer, and more in control. Because here's the thing. Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately guiding them like a wise captain steering their ship through stormy seas. Think of it this way, emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, but they don't define the strength or stability of the land beneath them. By mastering emotional regulation, you become that sturdy land, unshakable amidst the ebb and flow. So, what are our 5 key takeaways for navigating these turbulent waters? First up, awareness is your superpower. You can't manage what you don't recognize. Spend some time tuning into your body, noticing those physical sensations that accompany different emotions. Is your heart racing when you feel anxious? Do you clench your jaw when you're stressed? Pay attention to these cues, they are your emotional GPS system. Next, challenge those thought patterns. Ever notice how negative thoughts can spiral out of control, fueling those overwhelming feelings? Well, the beauty is we have a choice. We can consciously choose to reframe those thoughts, looking for evidence that challenges them. Instead of thinking this is a disaster, try this is challenging, but I've overcome obstacles before. Speaking of choices, remember that you always have control over your actions, even when emotions run high. It might feel impossible in the heat of the moment, but taking a deep breath, stepping back, and choosing a thoughtful response instead of an impulsive one can make all the difference. 4th, find healthy outlets for those emotions. Think exercise, meditation, creative expression, whatever helps you release that pent-up energy in a constructive way. Bottling it up only leads to pressure building up like a ticking time bomb. Finally, remember that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist when you need an extra hand navigating those difficult emotions. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide invaluable perspective. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant entrepreneur who finds herself overwhelmed with anxiety as she prepares for a big pitch. Her mind races with what-ifs, what if I fail? What if they don't like my idea? She feels that familiar tightness in her chest, the urge to just run and hide. But wait. She remembers our 5 key takeaways. First, she notices the physical sensations of anxiety and acknowledges them without judgment. Then, she consciously challenges those negative thoughts, reminding herself of past successes and focusing on the values she brings to the table. She takes deep breaths, choosing a calm and confident response instead of letting fear dictate her actions. Sarah decides to channel that nervous energy into passion and enthusiasm for her project. She reaches out to a trusted mentor for support and advice, gaining fresh perspective and reassurance. In the end, Sarah delivers a powerful pitch, overcoming her anxiety and showcasing her brilliance. She realizes that while emotions are a natural part of life, they don't have to control us. With practice and awareness, we can learn to navigate them with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. So how will you put these takeaways into action today? Start by acknowledging your emotions, both positive and negative, without judgment. Challenge those limiting thoughts that hold you back. Remember, you have the power to choose your response. Embrace healthy outlets for emotional release and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. Remember, you are not defined by your emotions, you are the master of them. Keep practicing, keep growing, and keep unlocking that inner Stoic confidence. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who embrace life's challenges with resilience and grace. Until next time, stay strong, stay confident, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.